Well, I have an announcement to share with you. I'm going to be retiring in June. Yes. And I wanted to give you an update on what this means for Polly and me, and what this means for you, and in particular for the celebration service. For Polly and me, it means a new season of life. And in every season of life, there's a beauty to behold. There's a truth to learn, and there's a love to share. And we pray that as God shows us the beauty of this next season in our life, that He'll also show you the beauty of the season that you're in. And we also pray that God will teach us the truths we need to know and show us how to share the love that we have to give. We're looking forward to that. We'll continue to live in Cary, but we'll look for another church to go to get involved in, and ways for us to serve our Lord. What does this mean for the celebration service? Well, I'll be preaching until I leave, and I'm here through June. But I will be leaving after retirement and annual conference in June. And at that time, another person will be leading the celebration service and will be preaching. That person will probably be another person on our staff right now. So the celebration service will continue. But there will come a time when the celebration service is displaced from here. Because when we build a new building, when we begin working on the sanctuary services, they will need to move out and move into the new building, and that will displace the celebration service. So we have a task force to discuss the future of celebration. What would that look like? And this is an opportunity for us to reinvent ourselves, to talk about new possibilities, ways that we could be in ministry to persons from sharing the heart of Christ from the heart of Cary. We don't know what's going to come out of all of that, but we trust that the task force will keep us informed as time goes along, and then they'll have a proposal for the church council, and we'll work all that out. But we need to know what the future will look like, particularly at the time that we can no longer meet here on Sunday mornings at 11:11, and beyond. So God is always doing a new thing, and we have to trust Him for that new thing. I'm always confident with the people that we have here and the leaders we have here, something good and positive is going to happen. But I did want to share that with you. And there's three things that I want to do. I want to finish well. And I want to help with the transition. And I want to say a lot of thank yous. And I mean that. And each and every one of you, I hope that sometime, I can't do it all today, but I hope I have an opportunity to look everyone in the eyes and say, hey, you know, thank you. So please know that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.